Well, we left George, Tony and chums in a bit of a pickle. They were about to get hacked to death by vicious Afghan warriors when Sly Stallone appeared to save them with nothing but his enormous cock. Sorry, Freudian slip there. His knife. His enormous, throbbing, 8-inch hunting knife.
Well, Sly's really giving them Talibanis a kicking.
Yeah, he's so muscly and macho. I'd love to go 10 rounds with him in the sack, if he didn't look so much like his mom.
That's the reason I wouldn't shag him.
Hey guys, what's happening?
Sly's saving our butts.
What? But that's my job. Wow, what a fight. It's just like a great TV show I've been watching.
What, Band of Brothers?
No, the Dukes of Hazzard.
That's the last one. Sly saved us. Look at his body glistening with sweat. Maybe if I put a bag over his head, I could give him one.
That's the only way I'd do it.
Yo, all the bad guys are kaput. Now all I gotta do is hunt down Osama bin Laden and take you all up the Khyber Pass.
Well, Sly, I thought you'd never ask.
Hey, there's only room for one action hero, and no one's got to take down out the Khyber Pass except me.
Yo, honey, what are you gonna do to stop me, huh? I got a bandana and a big throbbing 8-inch knife. What do you got?
A class A case of the trots.
Not anymore, fatty. I've stopped eating from Planet Hollywood. Plus, I've got Tony's diarrhea tablets and this.
Damn, now I'll never get to make Rocky 58.
This ain't fair. First Sly kills the Afghans just when they were about to ravish me, and now Arnie's terminated Sly before I can ravish him. What's a girl gotta do to get laid in this crummy place?
I'm always available, Dr. Ice. Ow!
Stick with the hand, fat boy.
Look, you lot, stop bickering and focus. We're here on a mission, remember?
Yeah, a mission to hunt down my former pet panda and international fugitive, Yo-Yo. I'll teach him he can't steal $3 off me and get away with it.
No, dummy. The mission to find Osama bin Laden.
What? Does he owe me $3 too?
I think we should split into two groups.
Bag's not going with George.
Shit.
Yeah, and I don't want to go with George either.
Whack it. Whack my bush.
Okay, George. This could be the cave system where Osama's hiding, so let's tread carefully.
Hello!
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 George. George, honey.
I'm so cool. Cupid in the red.
Boy, I guess that one was a dud.
We're supposed to be treading carefully, not making echoes.
But I am treading carefully. I'm hardly making a sound with my feet. Ow! Ow! Ow!
I hope Tony and the others are having more luck with their search.
Wag my bush. Come on. Flipping fuck! I've got another blister!
Stop whinging, Tony. You've done nothing but moan since we left camp.
Listen, fatso. Tramping round some godforsaken shithole might be your idea of a good holiday.
I do enjoy walking trips in Belgium.
But it's not mine.
Shh! Look at that field of poppies.
Another one. That must be the 10th we've seen.
There's a sign. Property of CIA, keep out. Trespassers will be tortured and shot. Blimey. Do they own every poppy field in the country?
Run like fuck!
That's easy for you to say. You're the bloody running man.
Just shut up and get your fat ass out of my way.
My bush you will whack. Hey, look over there. There's a door in the cave.
With a house name, Dunn Bombing. This must be Osama's hideout. George! What the fuck are you doing? We're supposed to be taking him by surprise.
You mean he won't be surprised enough just by seeing us?
Look, if you come to read the meter, holy Allah's arse!
Are you Osama bin Laden?
Oh no, I am but a simple peasant girl who cleans his cave.
Boy, no wonder you Afghan women usually wear veils. Your beard's huge.
Do you know when Osama will be back?
Not really. Oh, look over there. It's the Osmans.
Where? Ugh.
Hey, I don't see the Osmans. And why do I suddenly feel like I've been hit over the head with a frying pan?
Now to torture the infidel and ravage the president.
Oh dear, that doesn't sound too promising. Can Condi and George escape the evil clutches of Osama? Or will Tony, Arnie and Prescott save them? Or will pigs fly? Find out in the next torturous episode of...
Whack My Bush. Okay, listeners, just listen up.
That's what listeners do, Tony.
Shut up, John. We want you to tell all your friends about whackmybush.com. And just to prove we're serious about this, we've got a duck.
And we're not afraid to use it.
No, idiot. If they don't tell their mates, the duck gets it.
Ow, it bit me.
Don't let him go. Hey, get off the gun, you bastard bird.
Fucking hell, he's got the gun.
Run for it.
How the fuck can he do that without opposable thumbs?
Just shut up and keep running.
Ow, me ass.
Wag my bush, come on!